Is it okay for you if I record the audio?
Sure, no problem. You can.
Okay. So first off, I wanted to thank you for doing this interview with us. And I would like to just ask you some questions if it's okay with you.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for this. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
you're free to go ahead.
Okay. So why are you a climate activist?
Yeah, so there are like different things which influence, like one thing is my reading.
Mm-hmm.
Like that actually helps to understand we have an issue like climate crisis.
Okay.
So as a young person, I used to came to know about it. So I connected it with my tradition. So I come from an agriculture family. So I began to see the things which I read on the field, on the ground, on my region. So that actually moved me to be an activist.
Okay. So for how long have you been a climate activist now?
Yeah, so before I used to be engaged in social and environmental activism. So that used to be like when I was at the age of 12. Then around 2017 onwards, I began to focus on issue of climate change because that was something which was directly impacting us and no one was talking about it. And also there was not much solutions, but we were going deep down to issue of climate crisis and a lot of issues like floods and other things which were happening on the ground. So that's why I began to focus more on that. So that's, I would say, 3 to 4 years now. Yeah.
Okay. And why do you think your work is important for changing the climate change? Yeah.
Yeah, so as someone from Global South, it's important to scale up the climate action which we need, because it's like one thing is like we are like in like a developing country or poor state. Mm-hmm. So it's difficult to live in existing situation as well, because we have like since colonialism, we have like socioeconomic insecurities. So we live in that insecurities, poverty, a lot of social issues.
Mm-hmm.
Then there we have environmental issues coming out of development. Then we have climate crisis, which acts in the foundation of social and environmental crisis.
Mm-hmm.
So those becomes the foundations for climate crisis to be strong. So if we all know, like we are vulnerable regions, especially in Global South and countries like India. So when it hits, it directly impacts us because we depend directly on nature.
Mm-hmm.
So we know climate is an important part of nature and it is changing. That means nature as well is changing. So if we are depending on nature for livelihood, then that means the nature is changing. Then our livelihood is also changing, but that we cannot adapt or we cannot switch or we cannot transition to anything else because of our situations, because everything we do is for livelihood. We mm-hmm. doesn't like live for profits or anything. So that's why it's important like to save the people, to engage in meaningful climate actions, because we can't have industrial solutions that or any other solutions that doesn't meet needs of the people. Because like for the case of India, like more than half of the population is dependent on nature for livelihood.
Mm-hmm.
And they all are going to be impacted. So if we switch to renewable energy or if we shut down coal or anything, then it's like one side of it. But widely we need climate justice more than climate action, because the solutions and actions should meet the needs of people, and they should assist people to live, be climate resilient, at the same time protecting livelihood and also coming out of climate crisis. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what would you say, how is climate change affecting India directly in this case?
Yeah, So, like, we have like large peninsular region.
Mm-hmm.
So they all are like directly impacted by climate change. So one of the major thing is cyclone. So we have Arabian Sea and Bay of Bengal. So Bay of Bengal is like a normal region and there will be normal cyclones. But Arabian Sea cyclones are like not normal, but it is one of the like highly warming regions in the world. So there are like frequent cyclones being coming in the Arabian Sea. So I live my state, which is close to Arabian Sea. So it's difficult to live in these situations because we have like seven, eight, nine cyclones per year. So that never used to happen, especially if we take the case of Arabian Sea, because it used to be calm, quiet, and peaceful. So then we have like unusual rainfall with the cyclone. So that affects, like I said, agriculture. Then we have like intense monsoon or intense drought. And all of this directly impact first thing, like I said, is agriculture, like whoever depend on nature. Then secondly, on landscape. So there are like low-lying regions, mountains. So excess rainfall, there are like landslides, floods, and constant floods. And for our case, since 2018, we have like frequent floods every year. And the last year we had floods like two times and also frequent landslides. And before last year, we had rain throughout the year. There was no break. And also last year. And also the same time, we have like intense drought, heat wave. Yeah, those are the, like one of the most common impacts of climate crisis.
So you would say that climate change is a cause of some poverty in India.
No, because I was not saying that, because yeah, when we say it's climate change, it's again exacerbating situations because like let's say since independence, like we have been working of empowering people, bringing people out of poverty, establishing some livelihood, then investing highly on agriculture because that used to like more than 50% of the population of the country is engaged in agriculture directly. That's the backbone of the country. So that's from where people derive livelihood, meet education of children, the future, everything depends on that. Then we have environmental policies, like destructive policies, whether say a dam is coming up or a mines. So through this, people are displaced. As well, there is like slight changes in the landscape and also the way in which nature and ecosystem functions. And also these natural landscapes and everything is something which welcomes the climatic events, whether say normal rain or normal drought. And those used to be that hold this rain and drought. So those things are changing. So when climate crisis is hitting, those people who used to see those mountains as a like resilience factor or mangroves or coastal region, which you like a safe defense against climate change. So those things already lost. So these people are going to be directly impacted. And also at the same time, it's a climate change is a, like livelihood threat. Like I said, for the case of countries like India, because like we directly depend on agriculture, then fishing, then forestry. So these are the three areas people are mostly engaged in, and also the impact of climate change is worse. So then it's a livelihood threat. So this actually again degrading or is a reactionary force like affecting the progress which we have achieved with even with the loans which we took from World Bank and all to meet social development, livelihood security, etc.
Well, these were all my questions. So if there's still something you want to tell me or anything, you can tell me if you want. But these were actually all my questions.
Yeah, I think I have answered most of it. And if you have anything, you can ask me.
Thank you. Okay, thanks. Yeah, thank you for the interview again and for taking your time. Yeah, that's it actually.
And yeah, so it's done, right?
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Thanks a lot. Bye. See you soon.
Bye.
All the best. Yeah.
Yeah, you too.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
Bye.